Hancock County has dinosaurs in the air. I don't know what's going on.
Not quite.
Raptors. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard. And more wind today, 41, though, with the clouds. WTO 11 weather is on the way. Michelle Roomschlag in. Sometimes the off-air conversation's better than the on-air. From the Hancock Parks.
Good morning.
And you pulled out of your driveway. You said you saw a raptor. What's going on?
That sounds like a northern harrier.
A harrier.
Yes. And so I'm drawing a blank. I mean, it's, I don't think it's under grouping of hawks, but a raptor. A raptor is a group of birds. So you're like hawks, eagles, falcons that have talons and then hooked beaks. So those larger birds like that. So not a velociraptor for those familiar with Jurassic Park, a raptor. And like, so they, it was the female. I could tell by the coloration. You can tell those raptors by coloration. But they eat mice.
They
eat mice. They'll kind of go, you know, in open field areas and eat mice and rodents and things. So
I was a little worried there.
So we're good. No,
dinosaurs roaming Hancock County. So.
Right.
You and your knowledge. Raptors. All right. Yes. Here we are. So February is Saturday, can you believe?
I know. Winter's kind of flying by and hit and miss in the snow, and it's all melting.
Yeah.
So,
it's all
right. We'll see. Well, it's all right, right? I mean, again, for skiing, I mean, I don't think there's any, it's going to get warmer this week, and obviously snow go away, but we still have weekends in February. So for those wishing on snow to have enough for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing, maybe. We'll see. If not, I mean, we've had snow, just not enough.
So we've got some things. We're talking about the planetarium that you have.
Yeah, so we've got a planetarium program coming up. That's toward the end of the month on Thursday, February 27th. And February's topic is going to be ancient astronomy. And so talking about how ancient civilizations would have viewed the night sky. I mean, we know our constellations, but different groups of people would have had different stories for those different constellations and why there's the Greek mythology and that kind of stuff of why they're up there. So looking at it a little bit differently, the constellations in the sky. Of course, this is for this one's a little different. We're asking those be 9 and up. Usually it's at all ages, but a little bit older crowd. 6:30 there at the Discovery Center, Oakwoods Nature Preserve. And as always, we need you to register by the that afternoon because we do have limited space. So 6:30 for Ancient Astronomy on Thursday, February 27th.
Yeah, puppet show as well coming up.
We do. And I'm not sure what annual puppet show it is because we did take a little hiatus, but we've done many of them. And so this year's theme is called On the Fly. It highlights our feeder area there behind the Discovery Center. And so it talks about in the fall time and how birds are starting to feed and then migration and hibernation and turning into winter and just kind of a basis of our story. And so our puppet shows, we have a couple of public times. The first one's on Monday, February 3rd. And this is kind of taking place of our Discovery Story program that we do out at Oakwoods inside the Discovery Center. So Monday show times are at 10 o'clock and again at 1 o'clock. We've got a variety of kindergarten classes and some preschools and daycares coming out all that week. I think we have 15, 16 shows that we're doing. So if you can't make it on that Monday, we do have a Sunday time. Again, open to the public. So this is on Sunday, February 9th at 1 o'clock. There's no cost. There's no registration. You know, we're in costumes. We sing. We dance. We have puppet. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for staff. We have a big stage. The Discovery Center is kind of transformed. So if you got a little one, come on out again on Monday at 10 and 1 on the 3rd or Sunday the 9th at 1 o'clock.
Michelle is in from the Hancock Parks. Check out hancockparks.com. A lot of info over there.
Yes.
And talking about you have spring camps and then the summer camps. People are thinking about that.
Yes. Well, spring programming. And so beginning of February, we hope to have March on there here real soon. And then by mid-month, April and May, programming will be out there. But then for those, there's people that watch because we do go live early with our summer camps. March 1st is the day. Before, usually it was like we try to get it out sometime before spring, but thought that would be helpful to people to have that date. So I do believe it is a Saturday, but it will go live that Saturday morning. So to get registered for our adventure day camps, which are very popular for the 6 to 12 year olds. And then we've got some camps from four-year-olds up to tweens throughout the summer. And so, again, all that information, March 1st, will go live on the website, hancockparks.com, for that stuff. So if you're looking forward to spring, which I know some people are, again, spring program will be out there. All of it will be out there by mid-February.
I already see some of the flowers, the bulbs wanting to pop already. It's crazy.
And it hasn't been, I mean, even though it's cold, the sun's been out, it hasn't been, I mean, that sun, even though it's below freezing, the sun's there. And so I know we might get a little, is it snow rain today or this week? But I know it's going to hit 40, which is, seems balmy compared to what we had.
Very much.
What we had last week.
Very much. Very good. Michelle, thanks for coming in from Hancock Parks. Check it all out over at their website. On the way, what do we got? Jelly Roll. And if you have any birthdays or anniversaries, let us know this morning.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.